Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Now, a few weeks ago, I got the chance to sit down with James May. If you're a fan of Top Gear, you will 100% know who James May is. James May, aka Captain Slow. He is the most chilled, laid-back person, and he's brilliant. He has a new show, right? It is his third season of James May, Our Man In, and he has gone to India on his greatest adventure yet. So he's travelled 3,000 miles coast to coast across India, and I got to sit down and talk to him all about it. Have a listen to this.
Roz and Emma.
Following on from two successful seasons in Japan and Italy, you're back with a brand new series of James May, Our Man In, and this time it's India. So what can people expect?
Well, lots of Indianness. It's not the whole of India, because that would have been too difficult. We've only got three episodes, so it's a northern Indian journey, hopefully sort of giving you a taste of the important elements of the Indian travel experience. You get a train ride, you get a boat ride, it's that sort of thing. It's nice bits, but it's hopefully a sort of a good broad spread of things. It's not all curry and posh hotels.
So you travelled from the Arabian Sea and then you ended up at the Sea of Bengal. It looked amazing, and India's so vast and the landscape obviously changed throughout your travel. So what was your favourite part?
To look at, I really like Kolkata, and I really like the Sundarbans, where the Tiger Country is. And I liked being in the desert in Rajasthan. I mean, Mumbai is a bit too intense for me. Delhi's pretty cool, but slightly confusing. I'd say if I had to pick a favourite bit, it would be Varanasi or the villages of the Sundarbans, in terms of things looking just A, very, very, very beautiful and very spectacular, and also looking like you think India is going to look. That's how it feels.
It looked absolutely stunning. And in the scene where you were kind of in Tigerland and you were in a place where a tiger could get you at any time, you looked your kind of normal, relaxed, chilled self. How did you feel inside at that time?
Once you get beyond where the fence is, there is technically a risk. Yeah. I mean, that's why the fence is there. The tigers used to take a lot of villagers in the old days. And a couple of the rangers have had close calls with tigers. One of the guys we were with had quite a big scar on his face and his arm where he'd had a bit of a fight with the tiger. And they do go for people. But they reckon there's only about 100 or 110 tigers in the whole of that area. To be honest, statistically, the chances of seeing a tiger are extremely slim.
Yeah.
But I sort of wanted to see one as well, because it would be fantastic. But I'd want to see it some way off.
So we've watched you obviously over the years. You've done a lot of travelling with work, and most of that was with Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond. Whereas this time you had some travel companions, and we got to see the crew from the show as well, which I really loved, because a lot of the time you don't really get to see the crew. So to me it looked like you all had good crack, yeah?
Yeah, we do. Well, that crew, I mean, the core elements of that crew, two of the cameras, the sound guy, I've been working, and a couple of the researchers, and Tom, the director, I've been working with them for 15 years. So they're encouraged to muck in a bit, because they have opinions on what I'm doing, and they'll tell me if they think it's crap. They'll say that you might have seen the cooking sequence.
Yeah, I did.
It all goes wrong because they interfere too much, and eventually I get annoyed with them. But, you know, we all love each other, really.
You also tried your hand at some acting when you were over there in a Tollywood TV show. So can we expect to see it in a British soap anytime soon or in the future?
I doubt it, is the honest answer. But when it goes out, let's see if anybody approaches me for a small role in... Is Coronation Street still on?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I'd be very surprised. I'm not really an actor. I think that became clear. And I wasn't expecting to have such an important role in that. I was expecting to have a very small cameo, but they sort of got excited and gave me something quite difficult.
James, before we finish up, I'd like to know, will there be another season? Have you any plans to travel anywhere else? Or can we maybe, you know, entice you to come to Ireland?
I'd like to do Ireland. I think that would be interesting. I mean, whether or not we do another one, Amazon will decide. To be honest, we could go anywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere is interesting.
That's
it.
It sounds like you've got a busy few years ahead of you, hopefully now, James. And thank you so much. James, Our Man in India is an incredible show, and I look forward to our listeners seeing it.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Roz and Emma.
I mean, isn't he just as chilled as you'd imagine he would be? He was sitting there drinking a cup of tea, sipping away, chilled as ever, relaxed, having the chats. And I actually felt like I actually wouldn't mind sitting down having a cup of tea with him sometime, because he was so lovely. And I've watched the show, and for anyone listening there who would like to see James, our man in India, it is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. There's 3 episodes up there. It is a gorgeous journey across India, stopping at loads of different locations, and yeah, it's just a really nice watch. Actually, after I watched it, I was like, I need to get myself to India as soon as possible. So definitely check it out. That is James May, our man in India.
Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.